This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios is the band Towers, spelled TOW apostrophe RS. TowersMusic.com is their web address. The newest record is called The Great Minimum, and all five of them are here live in our studios. Kyle Miller, Greta Miller, Emma Crislip, Kyle Keller, and Corey Miller. Towers, welcome to Jefferson Public Radio.
Thanks for having us.
We're so excited.
Okay, you guys are originally from Flagstaff, Arizona. All five of you from Flagstaff?
Not originally. I, myself, Kyle Miller, am from Flagstaff, as well as my little brother, Corey. The rest of them are from all over the place. Emma's from Phoenix. My wife is from Las Vegas. And Kyle is from Kingman, Arizona.
So was the draw Northern Arizona University?
Yes, we all attended NAU, and Emma is actually still in her last semester right now. She'll graduate in May.
Oh, wow. Studying music or studying other things?
I did not study music. Emma's the only one that actually studied music for a small period of time, and now we're all doing other stuff. So music was not something we did in our education.
Just Emma.
Yeah,
well, you've got the classical instrument, the cello, in your hand, so I guess that makes a little bit more sense.
Yeah. She's more legit, yeah.
and it is a bit of a family band. Kyle, you just mentioned you and your wife, Greta, and a younger brother make up the main trio, and you've got a couple of other folks with you. So if it wasn't musical study that brought you all together, and you're all roughly the same age, I'm guessing, within a year or two?
Yeah, we all are, yeah.
Anywhere from 21 to 26.
So how did the five of you get to meet and know each other and decide, hey, maybe we should start making some music together?
So we had all known about each other through kind of friends of friends. And Greta and I were writing music and wanted some folks to come alongside us to kind of enhance it. And so we met Emma randomly through another cello friend who we were playing music with. I worked at a wood shop with Kyle Keller's brother. So Kyle moved to Flagstaff, and I found out that he played electric guitar and a bunch of other crazy instruments. And so we kind of just got together as a form of just our friendship, just and making music. And then the second album kind of became more of like a band feel. The first album was a little bit more of Greta and I writing songs and these guys coming in on it. The second album was more ground up, and these guys were all a part of the writing process on that.
Well, I have to say, I think we got a copy of this new record, The Great Minimum, back in late January. And if memory serves, this thing showed up with not a lot of fanfare, not a lot of information along with it.
Yeah.
But we cracked it open and immediately fell for it. It's
great.
Beautiful stuff. Towers are my guests live today on Jefferson Public Radio. All right, what do you guys want to play first?
We're going to play a song for you now called The Kitchen. Tall grass beside the barn. We sang songs, we sang them on their way. They found us again, they found us again. You made me dance in the kitchen with you. If I was enough. Is the currency of fools. Yeah, I spent it on you, I spent it on you. Say it once more, speak to my chest. I wanna bleed all of the words. The dawn, shadow of grace. You don't say you love me, so I do. You don't say you love me.
love me, so I'll do the same.
That is Towers live today on Jefferson Public Radio. TowersMusic.com is their web address, TOWRSMusic.com. It's Kyle Miller, Greta Miller, Emma Krislip, Kyle Keller, and Corey Miller all today in the JPR studios. What's the deal with the apostrophe RS anyway?
We get that question a lot. So a lot of it just came from the old literature that we were reading. We love reading old poetry. And so a lot of times you find that apostrophe in there to fit the rhythm. And so we enjoyed aesthetically how it looked, and we felt like it really encompassed what we wanted our band to be about, which is we wanted to construct something with our art together, and that's kind of the most simplest way of putting it. And it's highly marketable. It's really easy to search on Google. So no, that was like the last reason, but yeah, that's kind of it in a nutshell.
Well, you mentioned that The Great Minimum is your second record. There was an album that came out before. How long has the band been a band?
It's tough to say, I guess. It depends on how you want to define that. But we've been kind of telling people it's been pretty much since the second record that we've been officially a band. The first record was a lot of contracting out musicians and kind of figuring out our sound. Same as the second, but it felt a little bit more like a band on the second one. So I would say about a year, year and a half.
About 2 years, yeah.
Yeah.
So Kyle, Greta, did music draw the two of you together, or were you drawn together before the music?
Yeah, so Kyle and I, we actually don't really know a relationship together without playing music. We were friends and we were volunteering for an organization where we played music every week together, and we would cover really cheesy pop songs every week. And
like what?
I mean, who knows?
I was singing. What was I singing?
You were singing Kelly Clarkson, Since You've Been Gone.
Yeah.
The first time I was like, that's the guy I need to go talk to.
We all sing that in our spare time.
There's no shame with that. But we were doing that every week and helping out, and we kind of got to a place where we were like, man, this is super fun, but we want to express ourselves and use our creativity, and we feel kind of called to do this. So we decided to write some songs and play at some coffee shops, and it kind of just continued to evolve where people would ask us to play, and we wanted to develop that art together. So we started dating a couple months after we were playing music together, and been doing it ever since.
And so it started out as just a duo, and then you slowly started adding additional pieces in order to create what we know as Towers?
Exactly, yeah.
I'm guessing then that the songs generally come from the two of you, or is that not necessarily the case now that you're a five piece?
It was the case on the first album. The second album, lyrically, a lot of the songs came from us, but I think that what we're trying to do is all of us with our separate instruments tell the same story that the lyrics are telling. Emma actually wrote a song on this album called Porcelain, and that was completely her. She arranged the entire thing. We just kind of jumped on board. So it's wide open as far as writing goes, and I think we'll continue to do it that way because we really enjoyed the process, and we felt like it really brought us together. And when you create something you don't really imagine when you first start out, when you get a bunch of people in the room with different influences. And so we enjoyed it, and we want to keep doing it.
Towers are my guests today live on Jefferson Public Radio. All right, what are you guys going to play next?
We're going to play a song called Circles right now.
Longing for some distant day, far from all the ash. Our bodies will soon decay, like the garden that we left while I was searching for a feeling. We're searching for me. Circles are the perfect shape to describe the hearts of men. As soon as he finds it near, it goes and comes back again. While I was searching for a feeling, we're searching for me. Trembling in the trees, I was afraid then of what you'd say. For me.
It is Towers live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Their new record is called The Great Minimum. Kyle Miller, Greta Miller, Emma Crislip, Kyle Keller, and Corey Miller all live today in our studios. Kyle, I mentioned that, you know, this record kind of showed up out of the blue, not a lot of stuff. You know, we get a ton of records and they have one sheets and photos and sometimes posters that we don't use. But you're actually all over this record in another way. You co-produce the record as well.
Right, yeah.
This is a very well-developed record.
Thanks.
That
so kind of
came out of the blue. So congratulations on that. Was that a new process for you, or did you help produce the first record as well?
So, the first record, producing is such a interesting term to me. I feel like the rhetoric around describing music is sometimes like, I just don't really understand it. And I would say the first record, to my understanding of the definition of producing, I definitely did that alongside with Greta. And the second one, I felt like it was more a collective effort. As far as like sitting in the chair goes and figuring out little details, I was in there, but as were all of the people in this room. So I feel like we didn't do maybe the best job we could have at putting the credits on there that were deserved, but it was a completely new process for me and really scary too, because the things you think of in your mind don't end up sounding as cool when you like write it out. And so trying to overcome the fear in that was a completely new process, but ended up being really exhilarating and kind of fun to kind of fight that.
You mentioned that the name of the band, the apostrophe usage, is pulled from ancient texts, poetry. What about the name of the record, The Great Minimum? Where does that come from?
Yeah, so The Great Minimum is actually the title of a poem written by a guy named G.K. Chesterton. And we really enjoyed this poem, and it's actually written inside of our album cover. We really liked it so much we wanted to print it on our album. And the baseline of what the poem is about is just this old man looking back at his life and recognizing that the greatest moments of his life were actually in these small moments. And I think especially since Kyle and I just had a baby this last year and we're just on this new journey of life, we're seeing how true that really is. Yeah. That, you know, sometimes just holding your kid or drinking a really good cup of coffee, like those moments are the sweetest, and that is expressed a lot throughout our album as well.
Yeah, we wanted to write songs that kind of captured that emotion. So The Kitchen is one of those where it was this very small moment that was life-changing for myself. So that's kind of what inspired every song on the album.
Well, probably the most unusual band story in regards to Towers is the story of Emma joining the band. If this is actually a legit story, that there was another cellist, and it wasn't just that you chose Emma over the other cellist, it's that a friend put her up on stage mid performance.
Right. Yeah, like totally inappropriate. Like, you don't do that. It's like, so we were working with this great cellist, amazing. And Emma was a friend of hers, and she's very, she's a little charismatic and like just
go with the flow.
Yeah, and she
free. Yeah,
yeah. Totally free. And she saw Emma and she wanted to give her the opportunity to come play with us without our knowledge. And so I literally midway through a song, I looked over and I was like, the cello sounds terrific right now. And it wasn't
really
the person
who's
I had.
Who's that girl?
So
I've never seen her before.
Literally how we met, and kind of magical in some ways. We like that story.
Emma must have been somewhat familiar with your music then, in order to just be able to sit down and play along, or just had the skill to do it.
Thankfully, this event that we were just doing covers and just songs that everyone can participate in. So there was sheet music and a right in front of her and a music stand ready to go. So she just looked at the music and rolled with it and was awesome.
Yeah, that's how we knew, she was a keeper.
We have had another band, I think Decker is either from Arizona or New Mexico.
Yeah, from Arizona.
Arizona. And obviously their sound is much different than yours.
Yeah.
But Decker, the band, talked about Arizonan roots and what that imparts into music. Is there something that you draw from the setting there in Arizona that you think turns up in your music?
Big time. In Flagstaff specifically, the folk and bluegrass scene is basically all that exists there as far as like a general market for music. And so I fell in love with folk music from an early age since I grew up there. And I think that makes its way into nearly every song that we write has some sort of root in that. Like the last song that we just performed for You Circles, we usually perform just around one mic. It's not necessarily like a bluegrass song, but the way we perform it is out of observation of how people play music in Flagstaff at a bar around a mic and a little bit more communal, everyone singing. And
in the roots music world, very often, every subsequent album from a band starts to get a little bigger. A little bigger, a little louder, a little more drums. You know, I mean, every you can just go down the list, whether it's Lumineers or Mumford & Sons or Avett Brothers or whatever, all of them steadily grow. As you are now starting to find a foothold with some of the songs from The Great Minimum, are there conversations going on of, well, maybe we just add this, or maybe we just grow in this direction, or we add a little bit of this to the next record?
Yeah, the Sonic conversation is an incredibly difficult conversation with five different people with all different musical tastes and backgrounds. But it is something that we talk about a lot because we want to have intentionality with the direction we're going because it helps us to write and be on the same page. I think there was something on The Great Minimum that we liked and enjoyed that we want to continue with, and the actual instruments that we're using are going to be a part of the core of what's going on with that. And I think we'll continue to kind of figure that out. Like you said, I liked your sentence earlier about a foothold. Like you found some songs that you could grab a foothold on. And I feel like there are a couple that I enjoy on the album that I think could progress our sound as we continue to write albums. Because I don't want to stay stagnant with the sound. I want to continue to grow and become authentic to whatever we're creating.
Maybe you could tuck a Kelly Clarkson cover on the next one.
Yeah, you watch out.
You never know.
Towers are my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. Towersmusic.com is their website. Kyle Miller, Greta Miller, Emma Crislip, Kyle Keller, and Corey Miller are live in the studios. What do you want to wrap up with?
We're going to play a song called Mindful for you to end our time.
Have we given more than
That is Towers, live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Their new record is called The Great Minimum. Information at their website, towersmusic.com, TOWRSmusic.com. Kyle Miller, Greta Miller, Emma Krislip, Kyle Keller, and Corey Miller all in the studios today. Towers, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us. This is awesome.